you know, when you're putting the whole thing together, it's important that the five guys can play together and you have a couple backups that can fill in. But when it's all said and done, it's how well they play together, how well they play within the system, and how you can utilize their strengths. It's a group that you have to work with to find out. You can't watch tape always and tell exactly the way an offensive lineman is. So I look forward to working with the group and really getting hands-on and finding out, using techniques that we've used in the past and finding out what the guy's attributes are and using that to our advantage. You're going to see an attacking style offense that utilizes the personnel that we have. And as we get you working with them, you'll see a multiple personnel group. Mm-hmm. You'll see multiple formations. You'll see multiple passing points where we drop back and pass, quick passing, deep dropbacks, rollouts. You're going to see a lot of variation to try to keep the defense off.
How much does Devin Hester play into this equation?
Well, you need a lot of players. You need all kind of players. If you look at the history of the successful offenses in the league, you have a myriad of type players that can help you win, and you just want to use them the best you can to, at the end of the day, what you have, what you can use to, their talents to win games. It's very important to utilize the talent you have, and that's when you're a coach's job is to find out the talents that you have and utilize them in the best fashion. We've utilized the tight end in this offense quite often. We surely like to be able to throw the football to him. We'd like him to be able to block somewhat in the running game. They're not going to be an offensive lineman blocking, but we definitely, the more weapons you have, the better off you are. I hope we have a transition off season, and when the season starts, we get rolling and we feel a confidence to go out in the game and do the things that we practiced and prepared for. The biggest challenge is communication and understanding and learning by the players that we have. You know, they've had some change over their offense in the last few years, and like anywhere, you have to adapt. You have to be able to teach the players what you want. They have to be able to understand what you're looking for, and we have to understand what they can do. So it's a learning process, but you hope to expedite it as quickly as possible.
Have you met
a couple guys just coming through as they were, whether in their training room or lifting, but nothing extensive, just to say hi. Yeah, Mark and I have a history together back at the Oakland Raiders, and we had a lot of success there. And then, obviously, the New Orleans offense has been very successful lately. So it'll be a combination of a lot of things. And you don't want an offense to get stagnant, so you're constantly researching and finding new things that you can add to your offense to make it better and more versatile. It's very important that you do it. Sometimes you just have to do it. You don't have a choice. You utilize the players to their best ability to get the most yards and touchdowns you can get. There are a lot of good players on this team, including Matt, and we will get Matt to do as many things as we can for us throughout the year to help us be successful. The run blocking will be a combination of things, but it'll be a variety. It'll be an inside zone, a gap schemes. We'll use all the schemes, to be honest, and try to keep a balance and the defense off guard. I had a quick say hi to Jay Cutler, and that was it. And he's excited, and I'm excited to work together.